The Adventures of Indiana Jim Books Podcast Test Episode. The following is a presentation of The Adventures of Indiana Jim Podcast Testing System. Welcome to the test episode of the books podcast, soon to be featured here on The Adventures of Indiana Jim. I wanted to sort of present a overview of what I was sort of like an episode zero, but not quite an episode zero, more like an episode T-1 of the various podcasts that I have announced recently on the blog. In case you have not seen the blog post and you just only tune into the feed and you're like, lo and behold, what is this? An episode of Indiana? What is that? You know, you look at the title of the episode and you're wondering what you're looking at. What I had said basically was that The Adventures of Indiana Jim was soon to be a brand, not a single show. And I outlined it a little bit in the post. You can go back to podcast.indianajim.net or www.indianajim.net, and you can see changes are coming for The Adventures of Indiana Jim. And essentially, it's this. The show is originally conceived with the as-yet-untitled podcast. It was obviously a broad-spectrum show. It wasn't targeted content as far as it was targeted to the overall geek community, yet it was still a variety show. I narrowed it down philosophically when I retitled it Things Are Looking Up, because I branded myself the answer to the cynical points of view out there, and essentially it all centered kind of around Star Wars prequels. But that concept of stuff isn't as bad as we all, you know, want to make it out to be. It's, we don't need to find the masterpieces here. We just need to have a little fun. And then I sort of came full circle and I reoriented the show around the personality, me. And not that I'm a celebrity or anything, but my good friend Devin Cox made a really nice drawing, stylizing myself as Indiana Jones with the microphone and the whip. And, excuse me, that's going to stay. And here's what's not going to change. The website is not going to change. The feed is not going to change. If you're still subscribed to the Adventures of Indiana Jim feed, you will, like it or not, and this is where the catch comes, like it or not, you will get everything. And the, now that doesn't mean you're going to have a glut of, well, it is. You're going to have a glut of episodes coming down the pipe. This is some time off, okay? The ones that I anticipate being able to do really soon are the books, the writing at first, the books podcast and the writing podcast. How are they different? Well, I'll explain that when we get into this episode here, being the books episode, but also a little bit of an announcement episode too. I have many, many different passions, and it was a struggle really to find out, well, what are a few things that I'm interested in right now that I can put in this episode? And, you know, I don't really know what to do. And my ADD would kick in and go, there's way too much stimulus here. Way too many stimulants here. Too many stimuli? Too much stimuli? And an overabundance of stimuli. Let's put it that way. And in my listening to podcasts and my reading about podcasting and my just in my innate knowledge about podcasting, all the things I ever heard from T. Morris or Evo Terra or the podcast Answer Man, Cliff Ravenscraft. Any of those things that I have learned all pointed to the fact that podcasting is, by the very definition, niche content or niche content, whatever you want to say. It's targeted to a specific audience for a specific subject matter. The Adventures of Indiana Jim was not targeted to any specific audience for any specific subject matter, because oftentimes I would launch into historical treatise, with that one 4th of July episode back in, I think it was 2007 or 8. Anyway, point is, go all over the place. Now, my methodology, my thinking being, give me 15, 20 minutes just talking about the last book I just read. Or a specific, you know, the book industry. 15 minutes, 20 minutes, whatever. because people love little bite-sized podcasts. So I'm not going to spend an hour talking about The Hunger Games, which is going to be one of my target series or target properties to talk about. Or Star Wars novels or other epic fantasy that I'm reading. Here's my understanding of myself. I read all the time. I have a book that I am in perpetually. Now, that doesn't mean I read all day or read very much every day, but I read a little every day. And I move from one book to the next book to the next book to the next book because it's weird. My shelf keeps filling up. Books keep finding their way onto my shelf. And ebooks keep finding their way into my iPhone, which is wonderful because, you know, these guys issue free ebooks and they say, okay, it's like 2 days where you can go get and get 35 of our free ebooks. J.A. Conrath and four of his other fellow thriller writers had a deal where they had a bunch of books out, and I went and downloaded about 26 of them. So it was 75 ebooks, and no, it was 75, and I downloaded 36. So I had a bunch of books on there, or have a bunch of books on there now. So logically, a sheep's bladder can be used to prevent earthquakes. No, enough Monty Python. Monty Python, that's saved for the pop culture show. We'll get into that a little bit later. Anyway, being books, I can get 15, 20 minutes out of talking about books and have plenty left over and save it for the next episode. Oh, there's plenty. The writing podcast will function in a similar fashion. That being, I'm always writing. I'm always working on something. And the writing podcast will be, A, what am I working on right now, project-wise? B, what am I working on craft-wise? What am I thinking about? Where's my head at? What have I read recently? Good writing tip or writing business tip. These kinds of things are always coming up in my brain and always coming up in my RSS reader. And so there's an overabundance of topics, writing-related topics. So I have a writing podcast, 15 to 20 minutes talking about whatever it is I'm talking about that week. And I believe it'll be easier to do a weekly format because of the short length of the show. I'll be able to duck down in my basement where I'm at right now. I set up a little recording area in the basement. It's not finished. It's not a finished basement, I mean. The recording area is pretty much bare bones, and there's nothing really here. It's kind of like recording in a closet, except this time I can stretch my arms out and not hit a wall. Unlike where I first started in my little closet where I couldn't move anything. You know, kind of like where Scott Sigler's closet was in his apartment. I don't know what he records in now. I don't know if he still uses the closet. Whatever. Point is, it should be easy. Dug down here, do a 20-minute episode about writing because I'm talking about writing. I'm always thinking about writing. I'm doing stuff writing-related, and it'll be a good outlet for me. Other ones are not so easy to nail down. For instance, pop culture, movies, television, podcasty, new media topics. I'm not as passionate about all of that. I don't watch as much TV as I, you know, used to. But let's say it's a Star Wars topic. You know, Star Wars keeps popping up in the news because George Lucas likes to have it in the public consciousness perpetually. Say what you will about George. He's a sharp businessman. This will be a tangent, but a lot of people say, well, you know, he's focused too much on Star Wars and he doesn't put out enough other stuff. And have you guys heard of LucasArts? Have you guys heard of Industrial Light and Magic? Have you guys heard of THX? There's a lot of things, a lot of different things that George has had his hands in over the years. Have you heard of the Pixar computer? That was George's company developing that, and he ended up selling it to the studio that had Pixar, and then Disney ended up buying Pixar. So anyway, that was George. George is a philanthropist, does a lot of stuff for charity. And you know what? He's got enough money. Dude deserves to be like a retired guy. Now, you can complain all you want about oversaturation with Star Wars. That's fine. There are people who love it. There are people who soak it in every chance they get. Hello, raising my hand. And you may not. You may not like that, and that's okay. So the pop culture podcast will be stuff like that that comes up every now and then. I should be able to find something that I can get once a week. Now, here's my strategy. Here's my plan. Okay, Sparky, here's the deal. I'm going to have a running list of topics. And my plan is, with the books and the writing, I could launch into them now. And, you know, you'd get it. Okay? It would, you know, I'm there. Okay? I would have two new podcasts for you to listen to and subscribe to. My plan is to start my rolling list of topics and brainstorm and monitor my Twitter feed and write it down. And am I really going to talk about that? Or you know, and monitor my RSS feed or my RSS reader. I'm sorry, my feed reader. And, you know, for instance, the pop culture podcast, we could talk about RSS readers, you know, be a short topic. Hey, I use Google Reader. Have a nice day. That was pretty short, huh? See what I mean? And who wouldn't want to eat up that podcast? I mean, that is just the perfect length. In fact, the theme song and outro will probably be longer than that episode. So, speaking of which, I don't have any theme songs or outros for these shows. And I'm not sure what to do with that. I'm not sure if I'm going to have a static theme song, which I probably won't. Because, ideally, you know, I don't want to be The Adventures of Indiana Jim writing show. The Adventures of Indiana Jim book show. The Adventures of Indiana Jim pop culture show. That's not going to be it. I'm going to have a little emblem on each of the artworks. Little emblem, little stamp, you know, kind of thing. You know, an adventure of Indiana Jim. You know, have the stylized logo and have like a little coin, like a little seal with a fedora. No, I don't know what I'm going to do. But, you know, each show will have its individual title. Each show will be, well, and one of the things is the title will be worded in such a way that you know what you're getting. Instead of The Adventures of Indiana Jim, what the heck is that? I don't even know what that is. Come and find out. I don't have the time. Instead, you'll have a title say, you know, Indies, spelled differently, each one, right? Sort of implying independent publishing, maybe. Indie on being indie, you know, whatever. Sir Books a Lot, right? It's kind of dumb. I don't know. Pop Culture Review. Geek On. Yeah, well, we already had Geeks On, didn't we? I guess they're still going. But you get the idea. And in fact, by the way, if you want to suggest topics, suggest titles, please do tweet me at Indiana Jim. And email me at podcast@indianajim.net and comment on the blog post for this episode. And, you know, give me titles, give me ideas, give me things I can use and help me build the brand. Now, here's another one. And again, I said this was the books podcast, but I'm spending more time talking about the plan. For the other side of my life, the, as other people would say, the religious side, the faith side, the God side, the Christian side, whatever you want to call it, will be a separate podcast. Still debating whether or not to keep it in the podcast.indianajim.net site, because here's the thing, I don't really want to create another WordPress site. I got, you know, enough as it is. I've got the home, I've got the podcast, and I've got 49ers Fancast. I don't really want to make another one, and I don't want to make another website. And you know, if I say the website is podcast.indianajim.net, everybody's going to know where to go. Okay? You know, it won't be, you know, go to www.indiesindies.com. I'm not going to buy a bunch of domain names. I'm just not going to do it that way. And you can say, oh, well, that's just lazy, or you can say whatever you want, but that's just not happening. So, so basically, my plan is each show will have its own RSS feed. And I'll even have a separate, you know, I'll do the feed burner thing for each feed. Each feed will be based on a category. I had to do that with 49ers Fancast because I had blog posts in there and they were making the feed too big. So I had to have the feed, because FeedBurner didn't like it. So I had to have the feed, and I know you, well, don't use FeedBurner. I like FeedBurner. It's convenient, okay? So sue me. I like their little counter. I like big, bold type, and I can read their easy, they're easy to read stats. I like it, okay? I can base an RSS feed on a category, and FeedBurner will accept it. So each category will have its own RSS feed, so that when I have that separate iTunes listing, which, of course, I will do because that's, you know, just good podcast right there. That's just good podcasting. That's good practices. You will get the iTunes subscribe button. You'll hit that button, and you'll get just that show if that's what you want. Or you out there can stay subscribed. So all the new subscribers will go to that feed if that's what they want. But here's the other thing. The Masta feed, the main feed, the super duper mega feed, that, ladies and gentlemen, will not just give you every episode of every show. But here's the thing. To give you extra incentive to let me monopolize your podcast listening life, you subscribe to that master feed and every little bit of, every little flight of fancy that comes out, you'll get that. It'll only be in the master feed. It'll only be in the podcasts, overall podcasts category. And so, you know, you're going to get that. And if you don't subscribe to the master feed, you're not going to get it. So those little bits of sketch comedy that I come up with that, you know, I don't really, this doesn't really belong in the episode or whatever, I'll just throw it in there by itself. And when the whim strikes and I have the time and I come up with something goofy, I'll just throw it out there. And you may still not like that. Maybe I'll have to create a feed for junk, for goof-off stuff. Maybe you'd be, oh, I just want the goofy stuff, you know? And I just want, I want the books podcast and the goof-off stuff. And we'll see what happens. So maybe I'll sell it. No, I can't because it'll probably have licensed material. I can't make original stuff anymore. Okay, so this is the books podcast. What do I want to talk about book-wise? I read Shot of Tequila by J.A. Conrath. It was his first novel wherein his hero, Jacqueline Daniels, yes, Jack Daniels, Detective Jack Daniels, appears in that book. She's not the main character, but she appears in the book. And it was fun. It was not bad. This J.A. Conrath kid can write. He's older than me. I just called him a kid. Whatever. He can flat write. And I greatly anticipate reading some more of his stuff. Also want to mention Scott Nicholson. I read two things of him. I read The Red Church, which is a supernatural horror thriller type deal. That was pretty good. Really was quite well written. The other thing I read was Write Good or Die. And I guess I'm still working my way through that, but Or no, I read that one. And different essays from different authors on writing. I've also taken up J.A. Conrath's Newbie's Guide to Publishing. And so basically what you would have here in a books podcast is me talking about the book, what I thought about it, stuff I didn't like, stuff I did like, recommendations for you, review perhaps type deal, and there you have it. This has been a presentation of the Adventures of Indiana Jim podcast testing system. If this were an actual podcast, you would have heard theme music, intros and outros, and other fun stuff.